with no blinking mouth.
I understand that. But this noise has got to stop.
All Bleak cares about is Bleak.
Is that so?
Oh, so that is. I mean, just take a look around.
Bleak brought this from me a year ago, man. This is a rare out-of-print bird.
Look, I'm a delivery man making deliveries. And any static, take it up with Bleak.
Bleak, two E's, one K. Right now, I'd like to bring to the stage a fine musician. As well, a very dear friend. Please give a warm welcome to Mr. Bleak.
Hey, everybody, this is Bleak. And welcome to Exquisite Corpse Radio on CITR 101.9 Vancouver. Just got Christian and Fleur sticking around in the studio so we can tell you, we're going to remind you about the funding drive coming up.
We kind of dropped the ball and didn't mention it this week, so.
I know, whoops.
Yeah.
Don't sue us.
So we're all here to tell you about that now. So funding drive. When did it start again, guys?
November 16th.
November 16th, yeah.
November 16th. Okay, so we're all hoping that you'll consider our shows in particular and do your donation and name our shows, okay? Because it looks good for us.
It does.
And it also looks good on you. That means you're cool.
Exactly.
Right? You're listening to the right shows.
You get a certificate of cool.
It's indie cred.
That's right. So November 18th is our shows, Are You Aware, and then Exquisite Corpse. So you need to call in and pledge your money that time. We're going to have wicked prizes.
Yeah, we have some tickets to give away. We're giving away tickets to Black Mountain and Black Angels, which is their show on December 1st.
Yeah, and I was thinking that we might actually give them away for someone that gives us quite a large donation.
That's what we were thinking.
Yeah.
Yeah?
Because, you know what, how much would be the Black Keys and Black Mountain? It'd be like a $50 ticket for one.
Quite possibly.
We're giving away two tickets, so I think at least $50 or even more you have to donate to get those tickets.
Good.
What do you think, Bleak?
Do you think that's a good idea?
That's a good idea. I'm going to break out my new Best of Value Village People CDs.
Value Village People? What's that?
That's actually my
You're not up on what
project
going on.
Oh,
it's my Plunderphonics thing.
Yeah. I'm sorry, I do remember that.
I do, and Luke gets all the credit for. So.
Luke must love you.
I don't know.
And we've also
to joke about it.
We've also got the show at the Biltmore on the final day, November 25th.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
So Blee's gonna be breakdancing on the dance floor, aren't you?
That's right. Come and watch me do. I'm crippled already. I don't
know. We were just talking about bad backs. I don't know if anybody's going to be breakdancing.
Oh, my God.
If you give a big donation to Bleak, he might go down to the Biltmore and breakdance. And I would maybe pay to see that.
How much would you ask for that?
Well, first I got to get the lessons. Like, what am I going to do?
Hey, I'm sure you could do a mean caterpillar across the dance
floor. I can attempt a moonwalk.
There you go.
Which we practiced in 1983.
See, that's at least a $30 donation to see Bleak do a moonwalk.
I think I would donate to see that myself. That would be pretty cool.
And what are we trying to raise? How much are we trying to raise again?
We're trying to raise a buttload of money.
And that's a quantity.
I don't know. I don't have any information in front of me. I didn't think about.
Either do we? But why do we need that money?
You're asking me.
Fleur
has.
You see, once we get that money, all the money in, we put it in a bucket, and then all the DJs come. And they grab out all in the money they want and put it in their pockets.
It's actually for us all to go to Mexico for a week.
And then we bugger off.
It's not at all. No. We need to raise $30,000 and it's going to equipment and keeping the station alive.
And believe me, with so many people coming in and out and using this place, I don't even... Look at this chair. Why does somebody come in? Why does a DJ come in here
and
start picking apart the armrest of the chair?
CITR DJs don't even have enough money for food. We have to start nibbling on the DJ chair.
I mean, I don't know what it is. Is it a withdrawal thing? I don't know. What would cause somebody to start chewing on the armrest of the chair?
You got me, but
one of my pet peeves anyway.
Yeah.
Our headphones are always breaking down.
Anybody that listens to our show knows we have a lot of technical difficulties, and some of those are because of us, but half the time it's because of the equipment's just
a CD player
not operating on full capacity. So
we want to try and make 2011 the year of not zero technical difficulties.
Yeah, and that would be great. And then there's studios that we do production in, and they usually get sort of the redheaded stepchild equipment, you know what I'm saying? And so,
that's a good way to
put a new one for you? Or?
That was amazing.
And so, you know, and people, you know, when they got to do their shows, pre-record or something, and do it in those studios, and they need to be kept up too if you're gonna be hearing a quality radio.
Seriously, some of our computers are run by gerbils. In one of those running tracks.
Yeah, we need to upgrade, put it that way. We need to upgrade and upgrade now. So anything you guys can offer are what we're calling our supporters. You know, our new saying or mission, a statement for CITR is own your frequency, and we're giving you the opportunity to own your frequency that you listen to. So we're reaching out to you, and we could really use the support, you know. There's not a lot of money floating around here, so anything you can cough up, even if it's $10, we'll put it to good use.
What I always consider is, you know, when I think of growing up and I think of the radio I listened to and was influenced by, had a major effect in my life, and then I think about how it's not here anymore.
Yeah.
And that just, it's devastating to me. All I can think about is, you know, and I made tapes of some of these radio stations, I'm like, damn.
I think
it's
that's...
It's gone. What the?
That says it all right there. Yeah. That statement right there says it all.
And so I choose certain things to give my money to, and the radio stations and whatnot. And, well, this is definitely one of them. But there are other ones. So I don't want to see them disappear. It means everything.
And also, everyone has to remember, all the DJs here are volunteers. So we don't get paid.
We do not get paid.
We come in and we do our shows because we love the music and we love the radio show. So, and we love the people listening to them. So we want to see that you guys...
And then we end up loving each other.
Exactly. Look
like,
how much
I swear, I mean, the people that have... there's been a few shows on before mine, and I always end up developing these great friendships with these people that are on before me, and then people, of course, after me. It's always been Ben. And, you know, who else? But, there's been several. You know, Darren was before you guys. And then before Darren was this beautiful woman.
Oh. Too bad she wasn't
with the Afro beat. I think, what was it? It was, I can't remember now.
The Afro Beats or something like that?
I think it was something like that. I'm not sure if I'm mixing it with another show, but because I'm stupid. what was her name? I feel like an idiot. It's because I got a microphone in my head, you know, in my eyes, and I can't remember.
I know. That
you're on the spot, and you can't think of anything.
It happens to us quite frequently. Google it, we usually say. Yeah, Google it.
No amount of money will get rid of that.
No.
Anyway.
But, yeah, we all have a good time here, and we want to keep having a good time. We love the music, and we need you guys to support us. So CITR really supports local music and independent music, and there's a lot of radio stations that are going the commercial way and not you know, valuing independent music out there. And obviously with all the downloads that you can get now, a lot of artists don't have the opportunity to be played on the radio or even be discovered anywhere. So you got to support the community radio station.
Yeah, and we're a radio station that will let you know. And Discorder is sometimes, there's people out there who don't know that Discorder is part of CITR, mm-hmm. likewise. And it's part of the same package. So, you know, and Discorder and CITR are giving you the information on the shows you may want to see, and the new and upcoming bands, all the things that you want to be filled in on, that you should be filled in on, you know. And you know, so that's what we're asking. If you think of that and think about, you know, the horrible possibility of it not being around anymore. And we're not saying that we're going down or anything. I mean, that's...
No, we're not going down, but at the same time, you know, we need support.
Yeah.
Yeah, to make it happen. So, listen in.
Nobody likes to ask. We don't like to ask. It's not fun.
No.
To ask, but and we do it because we love the station. We believe you give for the same reasons.
Yeah, so listen in from November 16th to the 22nd, 25th, sorry. Like, we're kind of freestyling here, going off the, shooting from the hip. So listen in between those dates, and various shows are going to have things to give away, and we're going to be talking about Fun Drive a lot and giving you the opportunity to donate. So anything, again, is appreciated.
Even the smallest amount will help. So even if you've got $5, that's 2 Starbucks coffees. Don't drink your Starbucks for 2 days, and then you can support us.
Well, that's a good thought. So anyway, I'm planning on rolling out the new the VVP Valley Village People compilation, and maybe another double disc Plunder Pledge, which I put together a lot of my favorite Plunder Phonics. A compilation of things, you know, the stuff that I play sometimes, the Plunder Phonics stuff. You know, like Negative Land, People Like Us, Brand Flakes, and, you know, things like that. You know what I mean. Anyway, so we should get this show on the road, and you guys get on the road, I guess.
Thanks, Bleak.
Thanks Bleak, for having us on. It's been a pleasure.
You're welcome to stay.
Have a great show.
Thank you.
All right, bye, guys.
All right, I have... Well, you know what? I'm going to do this first. Coming up at 8 o'clock, I have a guest. I'm going to have an interview with somebody from Saints, which is... Let me see. I got to make sure I got this all information right. It's... I can't remember now because I got this microphone in front of me. All right, well, let me get back to that. I'm going to start the show with Wooden Wand. A new album from Wooden Wand, and it's on Young God Records, so that's interesting. The album is Death Seat from Wooden Wand. Let's hear the first track from that album now on CITR. So tired.
turn. Everybody is stumbling around. By the light of your watercolor sun, no one will recall what they've done.
All right. This is Exquisite Corpse on CITR Radio. Coming up about 8 or just after, we've got an interview with Carol from Saints. Saints is Senior Animals in Need Today Society. Senior Animals in Need Today Society. And what that is it's an end-of-life sanctuary for senior and special needs animals that have nowhere else to go. They provide a loving environment and proper medical care for all residents. And I read this story. Just yesterday in was Vancouver Foundation, I believe it was Vancouver Foundation magazine. And literally brought tears to my eyes. And I thought, you know what? I want to give these people some public airtime, and why not do it on my public air show? So we'll be giving Carol a call, and hopefully she can be on the phone with us tonight around 8 o'clock. We have a track for you now, and it's from that it's one of those Thrill Jockey releases. Now I've got to look two places here. Twig Harper and Daniel Higgs, Clear Audience Fellowship. It's an interesting experimental track, which is what we kind of do on this show. I know, you know, if my guest is listening, I don't want to scare her away with my weird music, but it's kind of what we do here. But we also love animals. All right. Twig Harper and Daniel Higgs, Clear Audience Fellowship, and this one's simply called Number 3. On Exquisite Corpse Radio, Canada's favorite radio show. Stay tuned.
The remote origin of utterance approaching, the I praise. Your spangled hull lowering, as if to nest, as if to brood, as if to then hatch us absolutely. Cooled by your moisture, warmed by your light, firmly raised and brightened to hear our new name. The primary tool for our true labor. The primary melody of our true speech, the I praise. I thank thee for this moment during which I thank thee. Thou art the name of names and thou art nameless. Thou art existence in thy existencelessness. Thou art this moment a swarm of motes of molten sunshine cascading, conveying color to the eye and the message to the mind. The message is the color, and the color is supreme silent music in deep waves, approaching all without malice, that we may fall down and cower for a short while, as the power to rise gathers in our middle, in the midst of true song, the true lyric. You are navigable space, and you are the navigation of space. You are objects in motion, and you are the motion of objects. You are a fierce tugging at the imaginary mind bladder, and you are the irresistible attraction of the inevitable. You are the lifespan of time forms and the life form of time spans. Yes, the time form of life space. Righteous and wicked in successive gifts of perfect beauty. You are an ice-clad meteor hissing with the fragrance of a continent of flowers. You are the broken heart that spills its seeds in time-like worlds of words contained in succession. Now return. I to you, you to me. Return in succession. Return to welcoming fountains of melodic resonance, to radiant baths of spontaneous scripture, the chiming egg of infinite origination, giving birth to monsters, all forms forming in a parade of endless permutation without exhaustion. The echoes of the approaching vehicle herald its imminent arrival. It is the earthen chariot bearing the tree of song. In its wake, its fruits rain down, down upon death's absorbing membrane, down to the nation beneath, down to its citadel, like a strong foot, slumbering for millennia in its deep print. We have met again and again in its shadow, as our plow-like footsteps inscribe a figure into the foggy crust of this unfurled non-earth. It is the body writing upon the body, the magic stylus directed by the body, inscribing the sign of reality's funeral, inscribing the figure of a wing used for singing an ultimate song just once. Just once, a song that gathers all song to cast it beyond terrestrial space. Offered like a tiny candy to the Lord with no mouth, that is every mouth. Every mouth, an ovary of the apocalypse. And so, if to praise thee is to praise nothing, be unpraise. If to praise thee is to welcome this tutelary nightmare, be I praise. If to praise thee is to acknowledge one's complete ignorance, be I praise. If to praise thee is to remain lost, be I praise. If to praise thee is to laugh uncontrollably, be I praise. If to praise thee is ineffectual, be I praise. If to praise thee is to increase the unknown, be I praise. If to praise thee is to banish oneself, be I praise. If to praise thee is to proceed in truth, be I praise. If to praise thee is to cease to praise thee, be I praise. If to praise thee is to stumble in falsehood, be I praise. If to praise thee is to fail to safeguard one's house, be I praise. If to praise thee is the opposite of praise, be I praise. If to praise thee is to waste one's mind, be I praise. To praise thee is to never rest, be I praise. If to praise thee is insanity, be I praise. If to praise thee is to become strange to oneself, be I praise. black tip having established every point of space with its invisible crown of subatomic eyes that see a thing to create a thing and know that hidden deep in its animate shadow is a single molten teardrop, the soul of all, far out of reach. Praise thee is to recede into the reaper's cocoon, the eyes, pupating in the shell of Prince, having become stupid again and again, evolving amid a herd of transparent trees, instinctively circumnavigating truth's perfect skull. The destroyers spring from the remnant of the destroyed, as echoes without origin. Dust embracing dust, exchanging madness for madness, cosmos for cosmos. A pattern seems to occur due to a revolving. Oh, to become blue-skied after the pronouncement of skyhood, to attain to the vantage from which one may concentrate on what one does not hear. So that fluid pilgrim orbits may appear as dancing and shiny ribbons, which are in fact the unstable seams of our phantom reality, as it is now known that each complete moment is a solemn and unique eternity. Here we have the mother principle of all spiritual and thus material song, suffused with a rich and sacred volume of immortal blood, and more finely laced with a blood alphabet from which springs fixed and numbered lifetimes of words uttered, crowned by a single letter of mystery, unpronounceable, uninscribable, the nomadic initial hidden in an alternate thorax of glowing supernatural dust, whereupon entire cosmoses of deities, resplendent in their awesome and spectral lace of catastrophic peace power that silences the eye in alert oblivions, so tiny, so distant, so within.
This is Exquisite Corpse Radio on CITR 101.9 in Vancouver. Thanks for dropping by tonight. On the phone with me is Carol Hine of Saints. Carol, are you there?
I'm here.
Oh, fantastic. Now, basically, my show has nothing to do with the topic we're going to be talking about right now, but I read your article with the Vancouver Foundation magazine.
Mm-hmm.
And I just literally got tears in my eyes.
Oh.
I went to your website, and I've teared up several times since. And I really wanted to give you some time to talk publicly over the air about what you do. I think it's just fantastic.
Well, Saints is a pretty incredible place. We are a sanctuary for seniors and special needs animals. We do multi-species animals, so we have cats, dogs, cows, chickens, horses. I believe our oldest horse is 35 years old. Our oldest dog is 19 years old, and our oldest cat is 22 years old.
Oh. And so can you explain what it is you do for these animals for us?
Most of these animals are coming out of pounds and shelters. Some of them are cruelty seizures by the SPCA. They are animals that are deemed unadoptable because of their extreme age, because of pre-existing health conditions. Can be cardiac conditions, kidney failure. They could have cancers. But they do still have the possibility to have a good quality of life. It's just that they need significant medical care, and they need significant ongoing care. And so that's what SAINTS is here for. We are a sanctuary for seniors and special needs animals who don't have any other options. There's no other place for them to go.
And I imagine there's several different reasons why they come to you, why they have no other place to go, but what are some of the more compelling reasons why they end up with you?
Well, a lot of them never did have good homes. They, you know, they've spent their 14 or 15 years not being cared for properly. And so by the time they end up in the pounds and the shelters, you know, physically they're not in very good shape. They do have a lot of medical problems, those kinds of things. Sometimes it's because a lot of our dogs actually come in from senior citizens who have passed away or gone into care facility.
Okay.
And their families either they don't have families, or the families that they do have are unable to provide the care that the senior animal now requires. The animal's always lived with a senior person, so they don't really integrate really well into a busy family home. Senior animals have a lot of types of problems, like incontinence, just like as people get older, you know, the bladders, yeah, and the bowels don't work so great anymore. Well, the same is true, mm-hmm, for animals, and that's really hard for people to manage in a busy family home. So those are the two main places where our animals come from, is either from the pounds or the shelters because they're deemed unadoptable, or from seniors who have died or gone into facility care.
Yeah, and I went to the site again just this evening, and where was I reading? I was reading The Life at SAINTS. I started to read it, and I couldn't get through it.
Oh.
It just breaks my heart. And if people want to go there, the website is saintsrescue.ca, and from there you can find out much more about what's going on, and hopefully...
It's not a really, yep, sad place. Like, people think because we have senior animals, we have a palliative program where many of our animals we know are actually technically dying. But when you come here, it's not a sad place. These animals are, they're running around and they're playing in the fields and they're rolling in horse poop and they're chasing balls and they're eating cookies because, okay, they're getting the medications and the medical care that they need. So when you come out here, you don't see a bunch of old, crippled animals that look like they're at death's door.
Yeah.
You see a bunch of very old animals running around and behaving like morons and having fun.
Okay.
So
because, you know, I'm just my heart's just broken, like, you're just reading some of the stuff, and I guess that's true. I mean, if they're getting the care they need, then they're a lot of them are going to be pretty happy.
Well, and most of them, because they're coming out of the pounds and the shelters,
yeah,
you know, to them it's you know, all of a sudden they have all this property that they can run and play in, and none of them are outside at night. We have special beds for the dogs that have arthritis, but we have couches too. So, mm-hmm, if they want to get up on the couch, they're more than welcome to get up on the couch. You know, we have fireplaces that we turn on so they can bake in front of the fireplace if they want. We have TVs in the rooms. Not that they watch TV, but it makes it feel more like a family home for them. So, you know, so when they're coming out of the pounds and the shelters and they've been, you know, stuck in kennels for 2 or 3 weeks and nobody's adopted them, when they come here, they go, oh, my gosh, I've died and gone to heaven, but I'm still alive.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's just a beautiful thing.
You know, the thing is, people are afraid, yeah, to adopt senior animals because of their health problems and because they're afraid they're going to get attached to them and then they're going to pass away.
Yeah.
You know, it doesn't hurt anymore if you've had a dog for 16 years that have died than you do if you've had a dog that's died after a year. You know, you still love them. Once you love something, it doesn't matter how long you love them for.
Yeah.
And it's not their death. It's that life that you gave them, that joy and that companionship and that security. And after surviving for 14 or 15 years, these animals deserve to have somebody looking after them and taking care of them and loving them at the very end of their life, because they've been surviving for a long time.
Right.
You know, there should be some kind of reward for it for them at the end of it.
Right. Well, I think it's wonderful, and you have a fundraiser coming up, I guess, on November 26th.
Yeah, we have our annual bake sale that's at the Scotiabank in Mission, B.C. where all of our volunteers bake, and we have literally thousands of different items that people can buy. It's a great time to buy your Christmas baking.
Yeah.
We are also involved in the Pepsi Challenge contest right now.
Whoa. Sorry. Just a minute here. Something didn't get turned off. Okay. Sorry. Go ahead. I'm sorry, I lost you for a second. Can you start again with that thought?
We're in the Pepsi Challenge right now, and we're number one. And if we can win, we'll have $25,000 to put towards our vet bills, because our vet bills are very high for these animals. And so all people have to do is go onto the Pepsi Challenge site and click on Saints and vote for us every day.
That's great.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I understand. Did you from the website that? You lost a dog today?
We've lost two cats in 24 hours. We lost
two cats.
Pico, who unbeknownst to us was a large, healthy 9-year-old cat, suddenly had a heart attack.
We
got him into the vets, and it was too late to do anything. And then this morning we lost Lilith, who was a little cat that somebody picked off the street. She was about 14 or 15 years old, and we knew she had cardiac disease. We'd actually been treating her. She's on three different medications, and we've had her since March. And the vets told us back in March that she probably would only, survive a few weeks. Well, she made it until today, which is almost 8 months. But she did have a cardiac crisis today, and we took her into the vets, and they said it was time to let her go.
Yeah. And so does it break your heart every time, or is it sort of, I don't know, sometimes it's just a fact of life?
Well, I work full-time
as a nurse. That is the question, I guess.
Yeah. I work full-time as a nurse, so certainly I'm used to, death as part of life.
Mm-hmm.
But do we get sad with all of them? Yes, we do, because we invest heavily emotionally in these animals. And the reason they're happy here and the reason that Saints is so successful for them is because we do really love them, and they know it. So it's hard for all of us, the staff, the volunteers, myself, when an animal passes away. You still feel the same kind of loss as you would if it was one of your family pets, because you've been caring for this animal for 8 months or 10 months or 4 years, however long happens to be. There are some animals that you certainly are more attached to than others. It's just the way it goes in life. But all of them, we're sad when all of them pass.
Yeah. Now, if people are looking for a way to help you out in some way, what would be the best way?
Well, if they could vote for us on the Pepsi Challenge, that's huge, because right now our vet bills are sitting at $17,000. That's what we owe. And our vets are great for waiting, but if we could win that Pepsi Challenge, that's $25,000 that will clear our vet bills, and that'll see us to the end of the year with our animals.
Okay.
So that's the simplest thing. It takes just a minute to go online and vote for us. They can, we are a registered charity, so if people make financial donations, we can send them tax receipts. We have different fundraising events all through the Lower Mainland throughout the year. So if they see any of our fundraisers, going on, if they could attend those, that would be great. And even if they can't support Saints because we're way out in mission, go into your local animal shelter and, take some old senior dog for a walk or network with your friends and, try to find him a home so that he doesn't have to come to Saints.
Yeah, well, that's a good idea, too.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, my little thing is getting old. I have a little dog, Shih Tzu Poodle Terrier, and
mm-hmm.
she's going to be 14 this month.
So you know what it's like looking after a senior animal.
She's doing really well. She's lost a little bit of her bladder control, but she's on her medication for that.
Yeah.
She's still the apple of my eye, she's...
And have you had her
joy.
Since she was a puppy?
Yes.
See, and that's so unusual. The average dog lives in 5 to 7 homes. So for your dog to have lived in the same home with the same family for her entire life is an absolute blessing.
I just that's the way my family is.
Mm.
I mean, you commit.
Yeah. And they are members of the family.
And they are family, absolutely.
Yeah.
Anyway, so that's how I feel. And she's just every day I've, when I, since she was a puppy, I thought every day I'm going to appreciate her. I'm going to let her know that she's loved.
Yeah.
Every day. And I remember that I have done that every day of her life. I remembered that, you know, to show her that.
She's a lucky girl.
So, and that's why, you know, I'm a big guy. I'm a big 6'2", 200-pound guy, who, you know, I cry at any mention or any thought of an animal, an injured animal, or a death or something like that. It's just
for us, you know, our whole thing is, you know, if we can make them happy at the end of their lives and make them feel like they were loved, to a certain extent, it erases the years of neglect where, you know, maybe they were stuck in a backyard and nobody did pay any attention to them, you know. Yeah. And that's really important because dogs were lucky. They live in the now. So if at the end of their life they feel loved and cared for and valued, that's what they remember when they're dying. And that's so if we meet that goal with them, then, you know, we've done our job.
Yeah.
We've made sure that animal felt at the end of his life that he had value and he was loved.
Yeah, and bless you for that. I think that's a wonderful thing. So I wanted to have you on the show tonight, and thanks for being available.
Thank you so much for calling. I really appreciate it.
So I want to just hook people up. I want to tell people again where they can go, where they can find you at, and tell them, you know, maybe remind them again about the fundraiser and what they can do, or how they can donate. So you can go to saintsrescue.ca. So.
That's right. And we do have open tours on the weekends every Saturday and Sunday at 11 a.m. If anybody wants to make the big trek out to Mission, then come out and meet the animals themselves and see our place.
Okay.
Great. Thank you so much, Bleak.
Well, I thank you for talking to me, and I plan on sending some money your way.
Great. Thank you so much. Have a great night.
Thank you. You too.
Bye-bye.
All the best. That was Carol Hahn. Carol Hein of Saints Senior Animals in Need Today Society. Okay, and once again, saintsrescue.ca. Please go there if you feel like I do and feel this is important, an important thing. Please go there. I know I usually don't talk about this area of my life, and I think maybe I should.
Maybe I should.
A little bit more. Anyway, this is Exquisite Corpse Radio, believe it or not, on CITR 101.9 in Vancouver. I guess we should get back into some music soon. But I also have some business to take care of that we haven't got to for a while. I need to get to some PSAs and whatnot. So why don't we do some of that, if I can quickly find what I'm looking for here. All right, I'll be back.
Well, the party is off to a good start. Guests are on time. Everyone's out to have fun and to help others fun.
What's the matter? Doesn't that sound exciting to you?
UBC students have an alternative. Looking to unwind? Check out one of the sub's two licensed establishments.
The Pit Pub and Burger Bar is home of the famous Pit Night. Relax with great prices on cold beer and lots of big screen HD TVs, or chow down on charbroiled burgers, beer battered fish and chips, and Belgian fries. The Pit is open 7 days a week, and Wednesday through Saturday is open late until 2 a.m. This business is owned and operated by the AMS, your student society.
The world is a wonderful and exciting place. And there are a thousand exciting things to do without experimenting with music of your own.
This is Vicky from People Like Us, and you're listening to Exquisite Corpse on CITR 101.9 Vancouver.
Vancouver Jewish Film Festival features a diverse array of films ranging from comedies, narrative features, and thought-provoking documentaries. The festival runs from November 9th to 18th. Be sure to check out films like Breaking Upwards, a quirky romantic comedy about a young New York couple who intricately strategize their mutual breakup. Or The Beetle, a funny mockumentary about the film director's obsession with his 40-year-old Volkswagen Beetle and his effort to restore it. He finds himself on a journey meeting previous owners who tell remarkable stories about the car, and the journey ends with the birth of his first child. Don't miss the 22nd Annual Vancouver Jewish Film Festival, November 9th to 18th, sponsored in part by CITR 101.9 FM. For tickets and a complete listing of films, visit vjff.org.
Technical difficulties abound. Remember the fun drive coming up next week already? Or is it the 16th, I believe? Anyway. We've got some music from Drone Dimension coming up. It's an album from a few years ago that I just discovered. The album called Faintly Acquainted and a track called Daydream Delay on Exquisite Corpse Radio, Canada's favorite radio show. Thank you.
It makes noise. It has some merit.
He creates this outcry, this clamor. He creates this nightmare of noise.
If it makes noise, it has some merit.
He's a sonic mess, basically. The discordant notes are just a hubbub, a cacophony.
If it makes noise, it has some merit.
He creates a disturbance because he's basically disturbed.
If it makes noise, it has some merit.
Basically, this is a worthless racket. The man is mentally incompetent.
For the most ear-splitting forays into noise, prog, early industrial, no wave, plunderphonic, psych, and altogether way out sound, tune into A Noise with your host Luke Meat every Wednesday from 11:30 a.m. to 1 p.m. on CITR 101.9 FM. A Noise, music that isn't in its right mind.
Right reading for this is the one I'm giving it.
Hey, this is Mark Hosser of Negative Land, and this is my big shot at being a big shot on CITR, where you're listening to Exquisite Corpse at 101.9 with this bleak guy.
Come on, fellas, you're losing your heads. I wouldn't direct any living actor like this in Shakespeare.
No, would you? I don't know. This is Exquisite Corpse Radio on CITR. Hey. I got this, I never know how to pronounce this. Benoit Poulard. Poulard. I don't know. Just sounding like a fool, because I don't know how to say this. Anyway, the album Lasted. The album is called Lasted by Benoit Poulard. From Cranky Records. Maybe give me a call, a jingle, on the tele thingy, and let me know how to pronounce that thing. Anyway, he puts out some great stuff in the past on the Cranky label, and there's a track called RTO, which I want to play for you now, which I couldn't read. I can't read the song titles. It's partly because my eyes and partly because of the font I can't read. So I had to look it up online to see what the tracks were called. So a little there, inside baseball for you. Here it is.
Yeah.
Life is hard. The world is cold. You're always too young and then too old. But we've changed all that. Escape from life at the new Waves on How concert series, where you're never too young or too old to rock out with Vancouver's most amazing bands each Friday and Saturday night from 8 p.m. till midnight. Sponsored by Covenant House. Come enjoy the show and donate to Covenant House's Street Youth Services Program. Join the Waves on How Facebook group for all the info. Waves on How is not responsible for smiling, laughing, singing, dancing, or sudden outbursts of complete happiness that may be caused by the Waves on How concert series.
One life begins.
All right, Exquisite Corpse Radio on CITR. Thanks for dropping by to the much-plagued show tonight. I don't know. A little technical errors here and there, but still having fun. Enjoyed the interview with Carol Hine of Saints, Senior Animals in... I always forget what that means. In Need Today Society. That's it. You can find that, if you want to hear that interview again, there's a podcast you can find at CITR.ca, along with all of our other shows and programs, and a lot of you do that already. Some people don't even own a radio. They just go by the podcast. And a lot of people are watching hockey, since this is Canada and all, and so they're not listening. But perhaps they'll listen to the podcast. And if you do, remember to throw a little money or support to Saints. And remember that our funding drive is coming up, so you'll want to think about that too, in giving to your favorite radio station, or what should be your favorite radio station, I think, you know, locally. Hey, oh yeah, okay, we heard Mayfair set there with Dark House from Young One, the Young One EP. Mayfair set is Dee Dee from Dum Dum Girls and Mike Sniper of Blank Dogs together doing the thing, and it's beautiful stuff from Mayfair set. We heard a track from The Bell before that with Do You Know How to Feel from Make Some Quiet. And the set started with the Monochrome set, Ein Symphonie de Grands, from Volume, Contrast, Brilliance, and it's on a few other releases of the Monochrome set. Monochrome set, possibly my favorite band of all time. Usually I like things a little more moody and dour, but the Monochrome set is just a fun, crazy band that do brilliant pop songs, and I love them. I just felt like hearing them tonight, so I presented them to you. Got Half Man, Half Biscuit coming up for you now with Reflections in A-flat. This track I heard in about 1985 from my friend Jick. Hope you like it.
Oh, darling sugar honey, when it was nice and sunny, and when I had some money, we would go and see Echo and the Bunny. Man, since I was eight, I've loved you. Through garden gates, I've shoved you. Then there's the time I slashed you, and you had to go to hospital. Shot by your Uncle Trevor. My story seems so tragic. Ali Bongo's got a contortionism.
dresser in an empty space. Pussy, pussy, how did it get there? I wanted out of sight, showing a fair. That's how it got there. And I reach for my gun. Reach for my gun. Reach for my beneath your skin, a lover's potion made of angels' wings. Pussy, pussy, why the salty tears? For all the pain that I suffer here, I can't help the tears as I reach for my gun. Reach for my gun. Where's your tail gone? So for a penny and a faithless song. Pussy, pussy, do you like my wreath? I like the flowers, but not the teeth. Well, no, not the teeth. As I reach for my gun. Reach for my gun. Things I'm seeing, if you could feel the things I'm feeling, if you could hear the things I'm hearing, if you could see the things I'm seeing, if you could feel the things I'm feeling, if you could hear the things I'm hearing, if you could see.
Realizations come to mind.
to sky-high gas prices, we can convince America that more drilling is the answer. High gas prices? Drill more. Prices still high? Try drilling in a wildlife refuge or off a nice beach.
Our traditional energy resources are limited. Luckily, it's easy for students like you to conserve energy.
Woke up late for class? Buy some time in the morning by taking a shorter shower. Cut down by 1 minute every day and save enough to fund your daily caffeine fix for over a week. Plus, you save on electricity and water. Install a water-saving showerhead to save even more.
For more energy-saving tips, go to www.bchydro.com. This message brought to you by BC Hydro and CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
Well, hey, what happened, Ben?
I don't know. The computer's broken.
I can't figure it out. I was really...
Computers are meant to break.
I was really grooving on that Pink Industry song, and then
You didn't hit the mute button by accident, did you?
I checked that, and there's nothing... It doesn't say I did that. This show has been plagued with all these weird little errors. And so I don't even know if I want to podcast this thing, except for the nice interview I did with Carol Hine. That was nice. I'm going to play you a track from Ganglions, I guess. And this is a nice thing from Woodsist. I'll leave you with that, Candy Girl. Then I'm going to figure out what went wrong with my computer.
Let's call IT.
That's it. I don't know. Remember, until next week, the future is bleak. Thunderbird Radio Hell is next. All right? Okay.
A video of the incident was posted on